Greetings and welcome. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. Today's program is a mixed bag with some salsa, some soundtracks, a little bit of the accordinia, some trumpet music, and yes, of course, the customary oboe music. Let's begin with the trumpet, a concerto for two trumpets by Joseph Horowitz. This morning, a performance by two Canadian musicians, James Thompson, who was both the principal of Montreal and Atlanta Symphonies, and Jens Lindemann, formerly of the Canadian Brass and now a soloist based in Los Angeles. Now, Joseph Horowitz was born in Vienna. He was a British composer and conductor who emigrated to England back in 1938 to escape the Nazis. He did hold the accolades of both being the professor of composition at the Royal College of Music and the council member of the Composers Guild of Great Britain. Can't top that. He also found time in that spare period of time actually to write a lot of music. Now, a large number of his works were written for wind orchestra and brass band. And to start the program, we have the pleasure to hear his Concertino Classico for two trumpets. Here are Jens Lindemann and James Thompson and the members of the Canadian Staff Band.
Thank you.
can't imagine a happier party would have liked to been there. That was Jens Lindemann and James Thompson. They were joined by the members of the Canadian Staff Band. And that was a performance of Joseph Horowitz's Concertino Classico. Wow, sounds like a lot of fun. We're going to continue now with some music by Sibelius. Now, maybe it's the vitamin D, but the sun does provoke a lot of creative genius, and at least it gets you out of bed, and such was the case with Sibelius. He conceived much of his inspiration and development for his second symphony, which he wrote back in 1901. Okay, we're going back a little bit, on a trip to Paris and Italy. The sunny atmosphere of the work may be attested to his stay in the southern Europe. It is, however, thoughtful and reverent, and this is his words on his compositional method. He did say, and I quote, "It is though the Almighty has cast a few fragments and definitely enthrust me with the task of joining them together." Well, I would say, and joining them together, he definitely did. So we're going to hear the second movement from Sibelius's Second Symphony, 2 and 2. Here's the Philadelphia Orchestra with Eugene Ormandy. Thank you. Powerful music by Sibelius. That was the Philadelphia Orchestra with Eugene Ormandy conducting, and the second movement from Sibelius' Second Symphony. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's continue with some accordina music. Now, the accordina is an accordion and a wind instrument combined. The history of this, quote, mouth or accordion was invented back in 1930s and patented back in 1943. It was introduced pretty well as a travel accordion and a training instrument. Now we're going to be hearing the talents of a great artist, Francis Chauvin, who remarks, "I consider the accordina as a wind instrument. It is even one of those rare ones which allows polyphony. If you think of it this way, it requires a specific technique. For example, the instrument accepts blow air only. Therefore, the inhalation must be rhythmic to integrate with the musical sentence, something which is hardly conceivable." Well, I debate that because I think Chauvin makes it very conceivable in this next performance. Here he is with Entre deux mers.
Bye.
Francis Chauvin and Entre deux Mers. That was music of the Occardina. And I do believe the last selection is kind of a great segue into this next one. Here's a little rumba music courtesy of Eddie Palmieri.
La sinceridad no se compra.
you really can't top that. And it is called Classical Chaos for a reason, because we play classics from around the world. And that was the magic of Eddie Palmieri. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And for regular listeners, you may know what's coming up, but for others, it is the time. It's called Oboe Music Time. And today, some offerings from the very talented oboist, Harry Sargas. He was the principal oboist with the Toronto Symphony from 1971 back to 1982. He also guest as a guest soloist with orchestras around the world. He did attend Yale. And his principal teachers, get this, for the oboist, you're going to understand why this is so wow. He studied with Robert Blum and John Mack, to name a few. This morning, we're going to hear some music by Henry Cowell. These are selections from his 3 ostinato with chorales.
Thank you.
The very talented oboist Harry Sargas and Henry Cowell, some selections from Henry Cowell's three ostinato with chorales from his disc called Premier Oboe Works. He was joined there in that performance by the members of the Toronto Sinfonietta and Carl St. Clair. And I do believe that we have time for one more selection. And why not? Let's end the show on a mad note, namely music for Joan the Mad from the Spanish court of the late 15th and 16th centuries. Here are the members of La Nef and Dame Le Mano.
Thank you.
the members A La Nef and Dame de Mano. That comes from a disc of music called Joan the Mad. You've been listening to Classical Chaos of Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks so much for joining me.